Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
We got, the camera probably can't see all the angles, but you got Merry Christmas. You got some Grinch. You got the Grinch's dog. You got the Nutcracker. You got little Santa elves. We got it all.
Yeah, looks good.
What we don't have is the doo-doo and foo show behind us, the logo. Yeah. We were trying to rack our brains because we knew we were going to be on location because of the holiday. But anyway, welcome to the doo-doo and foo show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doo-Doo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
And here we are, show number 36.
36, yeah.
36 straight weeks. Find a way. Every week we find a way.
Yes.
Sometimes tricky. Today was an interesting one, obviously. Yeah. It's a holiday, so I found a way to get it done. I'm praying that these mics work.
Yeah, we'll find out. We're going to find out.
No live show. The good thing is I still have a couple shows to kind of update. You know, some have audio, the video audio didn't match. Good thing with this one is I should have it up tonight because we're just going off one phone, one speaker. Like, I don't have to merge stuff. So,
right.
But we're here. It is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we are on location at my house.
Yes. Yes.
Juliet had an idea. She said, well, if you guys are going to the college and after want to come over for something to eat, and you recommended, let's just go right to the house.
Yeah.
So we did. I had these mics on me and here we are. So 36. Now, we talked about it just briefly. We never really talked too much about it before the show, but briefly we talked about it. I think I only have one.
Okay.
And you said your dad had a couple and you have a couple. Let's hear them.
The only ones I could think of was Jerome Bettis.
Ooh, that's a great one. The bus.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. That is six.
And because I'm a Mets guy, Jerry Kuzman, who they just retired his number about 3 years ago. And he was, when they won that series in 69, he was the number two pitcher behind Seaver.
Yeah. Okay. And what'd your dad have?
Dad had Paul Silas. You know, he's old school guy, right?
Wizards?
Celtics, Sonics.
Well, Celtics, yeah.
Jeez. But I don't know. I think that it might have been the Sonics number 36, not the Celtics.
Wow, that's going back 36. And that's interesting because that was before the change of going back to five and under. So
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because for years they went, and now they have obviously gone, you know, post-Rodman. You can use any number you want, which is true now in college. Yeah. I think we talked about in a prior show.
Yeah.
Why do I keep going to Marcus Smart over and over?
That makes about sense. Yeah.
36, right?
36 for the C's.
For the Celtics. I don't know what he is down there. I don't even know.
No.
I try not to look.
Maybe he, I know, right? Maybe he kept the same number. I don't know.
He's a tricky one. Marcus Smart, you know, Trent, he's not wrong, but Trent's like, man, I don't know why they're trading Marcus Smart, blah, blah, blah. He's a glue guy. He does that. And I like Marcus Smart. Trust me, as a coach, I love the grit. I love the bulldog attitude.
Yeah.
But also, I think he struggled with knowing when it was his time and when it was time to defer.
Yeah.
And I think he was probably a great locker room guy, but also sometimes not great.
Yeah.
So you got to think Brad Stevens knew what he was doing there. But he was one of those guys, it was hard to see him go, but I liked what we got in return.
Yeah, sure, of course.
We got some really nice pieces in that trade chain, obviously getting not just Derek White, but what's his name? Point guard. Drew Holiday,
yeah.
So, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right, yeah.
Yeah, so 36 shows.
36. You know what, real quick, another thing about what Dad was saying, too. And what about what did Shaq wear for the Celtics?
Oh, he did. Yes.
Was it 36 for the Celtics?
That's a big get right there. Yeah.
And what about Rasheed Wallace? I know he was a Knick too, but I don't know what Rasheed Wallace wore for the Knicks. He was a Celtic also. Hmm. What did he wear? That I don't know.
Shaq was 36. That's a
for the C's.
One.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he was.
I just remember the numbers he wore in the 20s there we mentioned in previous shows.
Yeah. 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 36. That's right. I wonder why he picked that number. Actually, you know what? There's a video that has circulated. It's from TNT, and Charles Barkley and those guys said, do you remember every number that you wore at each stop? And they went down each one. And he knew, not only did he know every number, but he said why he picked that number. So I got to go back and find that video just for later reference on why he picked 36.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Rasheed?
He was a Nick. He was a quick Nick.
He was a quick Nick for a minute. He was. He was a New York Knickerbocker. But he was a Celtic for a minute, too.
Yeah.
He was Celtic for a couple seasons. And I actually liked having Rasheed there. I was a big fan of Rasheed coming out of UNC. The young Rasheed to me was just, he was one of those dynamic game changers. He was that long, like trying to rip the rim off, but could defend. It was tough as nails.
It was intense.
Hit that shot. You know, he had that kind of straight up jump shot. Yeah. Rasheed was something else. Yeah, that's a great one. Shaq, 36.
Yeah.
Celtics. The Big Shamrock.
Big Shamrock. Yes, there's a nickname, right? Go back to nicknames,
Good stuff. Well, yeah, we got to... I just did some show notes, just like normal. Yeah. We got a couple fun games to play. We got to catch up on some stuff. We had, since our last show, we did have our first league game, and it did not go great. Unfortunately, we lost. We're 6-1. Not a bad record. I mean,
no.
Some people act like they want to jump off a bridge when you get lost number one. But it's a game that I believe, in my heart of hearts, I think we just underestimated the opponent. And at the college level, you can't just walk in and, say we're going to win and then it went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they shot the ball great down
there. They did.
They hit 15 threes. We had 24 turnovers, which is just, you can't, you give up 15 threes and turn the ball over 24 to their 12. Yeah. It's just a numbers game at that point. Lost by six. Still a high scoring game, 83-89.
Yep.
So we still put some points up. CeCe had 29. She was knocking down shots from everywhere. Kayla had 17. Only missed two shots all game. Yeah. I mean, she shot like 82% from the field or something crazy. Yeah. So we did some good things.
Yeah.
Their guards were just feeling it. Former CSN and friend of the show, Bree Trago, hits three threes against us. And I love you, Bree, but I don't think she hit a three. Now, did you have the green? Let me talk to Bree for a minute. Did you have the green light when you were with me to shoot the three? I don't remember. But anyway, she hit him. She stepped up, and it was a big game for her. And I got to, Brooklyn and I got to hang out with her and some of the players, see her after, because, you know, she's a former CSN Coyote. And tough one to lose. But and then we had Thanksgiving off, so had about 4 or 5 days off. We're back in the gym tomorrow. We got 2 days of practice, and we head to California for a couple games.
Yeah, there you go. And you know, put that game behind you. Although it was a valiant effort, like I told you, the girls come from behind, double digits to take the lead.
Took the lead with 4 minutes left.
Took the lead with 4 minutes left to take the lead, like you just said, with the 24 turnovers. Yeah. They hit the 15 threes, and you still came back to take the lead.
Yeah, fine.
You know, something to be said
something
there.
Said.
And now, if you're feeling that they underestimated the opponent, maybe the loss is good to say, hey, we got to come and play every game. No more underestimating.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, it's tricky, you know, with the scouting report. Two things. Early season scouting reports are difficult because they're not necessarily accurate, right?
Yeah.
So they had a girl that averaged 3 points a game, and we kind of laid off, and she went for 25. I mean, so might have missed that one on the scout, but we are only going by what we have to go by.
Sure.
And then my players, I think they got a little overconfident or cocky because – for about a week and a half, I kept telling them that the word on the street is that they will work as hard as us, if not harder. They play hard. They play as hard as us, if not harder.
Yeah.
They're hyped. Their bench is. And my players, which I love, they were like, come on, we're going to show them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the case. I mean, they came out with a lot of energy, and we stumbled right out of the blocks.
Yeah.
But it's it's the early loss. The first, so we're 0-1 in league, which stings a little bit, but we'll get a chance here in Redlands to play CCC, and I think we all unfortunately know how that's going to go, and we'll leave that for the next show, the recap. But that's a tough one. We talk sportsmanship, and we're going to talk some sportsmanship actually here in the show in a little bit. But yeah, well, I think you know, a lot of teams play over this Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm pretty adamant every year about getting this off, getting this three, four, 5 days off, because we've been going since August in some form or fashion, whether it's weights and conditioning or our PEX classes. We've been going, and we need a break, and coaches need a break. So we got a nice break, and now we're going to put the pedal to the metal till our holiday tournament and get another break.
Yeah,
so hopefully it'll help us. A little bit of fun breaking news. This is something new, is women's basketball at CSN now has a player of the month during the season. So CC Ajumale won. She's averaging 19 points, I think 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 2.1 assists, shooting 59% from the field.
Yeah.
So she got November Player of the Month, first ever for CSN.
Oh, good. Very good.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. Yeah. The girls are fun to watch,
Yep. Now, staying with CSN basketball, I know it's a heavy part of the show, but we got a couple former players. Aaliyah Ibarra has been leading scorer for 2 out of the last 3 games up there. Utah Tech went for 36.
Big game.
Yeah.
Big game, yeah.
And then just had 18 against Westcliff yesterday.
Yeah.
A big win. They won 2 out of their last 3. And the one they lost was to Colorado.
Yeah.
And they only lost by 12.
Yeah.
And she had a decent game there, too. So, and then Destiny Brown down there at Alcorn State got Player of the Week for the SWAC. So she's already off to an unbelievable start in her second year there. And KB just beat UMass today. So I don't know how I feel about that. I'm rooting on KB. I want her to win every time she steps on the floor. But it's UMass. It's the Minutemen. But, yeah, I chatted with her just through text after after her game.
Good.
And she scored 4 points and kind of felt like, you know, she could have done a little more. And I said, listen, how much you win by? She said 4 points.
There you go.
I said, there's you won the game.
You were the difference.
And she said, whoa, I didn't think of it that way. So some good stuff. And going back to D. Brown and Aaliyah, they are both, I think, 31 and 36 points away from their 1,000 college career.
Correct. Right, yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to see this or not, but I reached out to both of their coaches, assistant coaches, and said, hey, I don't know if you guys do anything. Who knows? I don't know if they do or not. But Aaliyah's, I think, 31 away, and D. Brown's 36 points away. So at any minute, they could get it.
That's awesome, man.
So, isn't that fun?
The girls, that's great.
Some good stuff. But hey, all right. We spent time on CSN. Now we got to talk about the Cuse football.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, no, big win for them. You know, I didn't think they had a shot in that game, especially when they fell down 21-0.
Yeah.
But they came back, played a lot better, obviously, after that. One of the bigger wins, games in their program's history, in my mind.
Yeah. Because it's everybody's mind.
You know, they always had a tough time beating Miami and playing against them. And then when Miami jumps out, like it says, 21-0, here we go again.
Yep.
But they come from behind, win the game. McCord's a pro at quarterback to me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he'll be a first-round pick. Probably not. He won't get drafted as high as some of these guys. But he is your prototypical, to me anyways, you drop back.
Yeah.
Pro quarterback. He's got an arm. He puts it on the money. He sees it. He had the one bad game against Stanford.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen. It'll be tough to, you know.
Yeah, I watched that whole game, yeah.
You know, tough to play, I guess, every game. But I think he gets drafted. It's 7 rounds. He'll get drafted.
Yeah, he'll get drafted.
You know what I mean? And he'll be in somebody's camp. And
he should be. He led them to some big wins. Currently ranked 23rd.
They finally got in the top 25. If they not lost that Stanford game, I think they would have already been in the top 25.
They'd probably be in the teens somewhere.
They could be in the teens. They beat 3 top 25 teams this year.
Yep.
For McCord, this is one of the best single-season quarterback jobs for that university.
Did you hear the coach in the on-field post-game? He said, you're welcome, Dabo.
Yeah.
Pretty funny, you know, because he knocked off Miami. Opens the door for Clemson. Big time.
Yeah.
Good stuff. A lot of college football, massive upsets. I mean, so many teams lost, you know, obviously Miami lost. Ohio State's the big one.
Yeah.
Lost to Michigan.
Can't beat that team. Yeah.
How about, this is when we get back to a little bit of the sportsmanship. What's your take? This is nothing new, but it happened a lot yesterday. Is flying flags at half, you know, after the big win. Arizona State putting the pitchfork.
Same with Michigan. There's three of them yesterday that happened.
NC State versus North Carolina. That was a big ruckus.
You know, I don't mind having your flag and carrying it and waving it.
Planting it at midfield
on your logo. And the other teams,
that's a situation. Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
Remember, it was Terrell Owens.
You know what? I don't blame the home team for sticking up for their field in their home.
Yeah.
But as far as the opposing team doing it, that's a situation.
Those are big wins, man.
Yeah, those huge, no doubt.
So $100,000 fine for the Ohio State, Michigan.
$100,000,
I believe, each school.
Yeah.
Which they'll blink an eye.
Yeah, that's nothing. But
and you heard the coaches on some of these. You know, I watched a few of the coaches post games, and they're like, you know, they kind of brush it off. Like, I'd rather have my players. You know, we stunk it up, but we're gonna protect our house.
Yeah.
Like, and we're not letting somebody put an Arizona State pitchfork.
Yeah,
at midfield, and that guy
protect
was
the house.
He was
that,
a pre.
Yeah.
He had who's that? Was that against Arizona?
It was the Arizona State Arizona game, the rivalry game.
Because he had transferred, the guy who did it had transferred from Arizona to Arizona State.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, there's a lot of extra meaning to it. But you know, you talk about sportsmanship, and I don't know, like, man, I've always been, and basketball's a little bit different. I've had big wins, nothing like those wins, so I'm not comparing it. But we celebrate in the locker room.
Yeah.
My whole thing is act like you were supposed to win, number one.
There you go.
Absolutely. Shake hands. Good luck. Yep. God bless. Go in the locker room, and I've had, I think, three straight years I've had water baths or showers or whatever on massive wins. You know, I remember, was it 3 years ago, the first time we beat Snow College?
Yep.
It was a big one because we had never
beaten
them. First time we beat Salt Lake in Salt Lake, the same thing happened.
That was huge, too,
And then last year when we beat Western Wyoming in overtime, just to keep our undefeated streak alive, you know, got us to 15-0 at that point.
Yeah.
And we showed grit. The players worked hard, and I think the coaching staff did a great job. So, I don't know. Football's a different beast, though.
Yeah, it's another tricky situation.
It is tricky, but you know,
there's some
entertainment factor to it.
Yeah,
and UNLV up to number 19 in the top 25. Do they have a shot at making the top 12?
If they win, they got to win.
Boise,
they got to beat Boise State for the conference. For the conference championship in that game.
I think
whoever
wins that goes.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah, right.
Because Boise's already.
Boise's 12, up there. Boise.
13?
I don't know how high they are.
They're a little higher than 19.
Well, there was talk going into last week that they could be a top four team.
That's crazy.
If they win this thing.
Wow.
I don't know. Are they a top four team in the country? I don't think so. But that's how everything's playing out.
Yeah, I watched them last week for the first time. Oh, was it this week? It was this week. I watched them about half of the game. I kind of had it on in the background, and their running back is special. I mean, he's
probably the Heisman. I mean, I don't think not breaking news.
He's something special.
Heisman,
so it'll be interesting to see. My take is, and it's kind of happens at all levels in all sports, is getting there is one thing. Is what do you do when you get there?
Yeah.
Like, you know, do you just get blown out in the first round against an Alabama that sneaks? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I guess the goal is to get there. You know, we talk about all the time. Like, our goal is not to win a national championship. Our goal is to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Once we make the playoffs, then we talk about how do we win?
Right.
How do we win the league? It's two games. What do we do?
Yeah.
Right? How do we do that? Once we win that, then we'll talk about what are we going to do in nationals?
Yeah.
Right. But you can't just. My opinion, I've always been kind of a realist of a coach, especially in our CSN situation with, you know, scholarships and dorms and blah, 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 all that stuff, is let's make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be our number one goal, because all the other things don't matter unless you do that.
Take it a step at a time.
Take it a step at a time. You know, I know that's the goal, whether it's Boise or UNLV or maybe both. Who knows? I don't think so. But, you know, there's might be a fight if UNLV wins the league and Boise has an outside shot at getting the 12th spot. You never know. You don't know, right? So, pretty interesting, but it's fun. We're watching. We got some NFL up now. Looks like Buffalo's manhandling San Francisco 21-3.
Yeah.
Third quarter, the snow is coming down. You made the comment. Awesome. Yeah. This is what football.
That's football.
That's what football looks like.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Now, there's been some amazing football games in the snow over the years, and obviously I'm a Patriots fan, so it's the Tuck game against Oakland and Oakland, who's now Las Vegas. I mean, geez, follow the bouncing ball, right?
Yeah.
What else? NBA, Celts and Cavs right now, the only three teams, only two teams with three losses. Everybody else, they look pretty tough, both of them. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember who I said my dark horse was to take it this year? It's probably about...
Did you say Cleveland?
Nope.
I don't remember.
Eastern Conference, though. And they're right there. I think they have five losses.
Orlando?
Orlando,
that's right, yeah.
Man, they are. Yeah. They're tough.
Yeah.
And I still think, obviously, I still think the Celts are...
Yeah.
You got to knock them off. They're the champs. They got pieces.
Losses. Yeah.
Yeah, three losses. I mean, and the Cavs are doing it, too. And, of course, there's a couple other teams there. The downfall of the Utah Jazz is pretty sad to watch. Four wins right now.
I know. It's not good.
But they, you know, I feel like 4 years ago when they had Donovan Mitchell and they were like right on the cusp of doing something special. And they and the same with the Sixers. Sixers only have four.
That's
wins.
A hard fall right there with the Sixers. Now there's turmoil going on there. They're saying they got to be healthy, right? George hurt.
George
Embiid
hurt.
Started out hurt.
Yeah.
And that's always been the big problem with Embiid. Great player, but can he stay on the court?
Yeah.
You know, and obviously he's a huge piece of that team.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to play for them to have a shot.
Yeah. No, they're healthy. They should be better. But, man, sometimes you can put all that talent together and it doesn't work.
Right,
you
absolutely. Know?
You got to find a way to – sometimes the lesser talented teams that work together and want to play for each other, those are the dangerous ones, man.
Well, look at the Nets with the big three. They didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Neither one of them are there.
Yep.
All three are gone.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Harden, Kyrie, and –
And Durant.
That's crazy. Yeah. Think about those.
None of them are there anymore.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. There's four NFL teams that have a star in their logo. Can you name them?
A star in their logo? I don't know. Never even realized that. Holy smoke. Would the Texans be one of them?
You got one.
I mean, I guess, you know, the Texans, Dallas, Cowboys.
Dallas, too.
I mean, right?
Yep.
Wow, that's a good one, Dan. How about the Patriots?
Patriots, three. Look at this guy. He's over here. This is a tough one. Bang, bang, bang.
And now the fourth one might be, I got to think about that one.
This is an odd one because the star is kind of in the background. It's not a focal point. The Patriots is impressive. A lot of people don't realize it's right above the eye, the star and like the curved helmet.
That one, right off the top of my head, I don't know the fourth one.
Okay, watch. He's gonna
I gotta go right down the teams. Hey,
he's gonna nail it.
I don't. Our Titans. I don't even.
Oh,
know.
There it is.
Is it?
Hey, that's crazy. And this is not rehearsed.
There you go. The Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
And the back of their logo is stars, like in the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never even knew that.
It sounds like you did.
No, I never.
I was getting ready to give you Oilers. I'm trying to give you like. George. I'm trying to think of like
Earl Campbell.
Yeah. I'm like some that. What's one I can give him that he? Warren Moon.
There you go.
Titans.
Cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
four.
Nice.
Well, I thought that would take a lot longer.
Usually does.
Smoke zone. We're gonna go to boxing. We're gonna keep this alive. We're gonna go bracketology for the greatest boxer of all time.
Mm, okay.
Now this is a list I had some help with, but. It may not every greatest boxer of all time might be on it, but there's some. We're gonna do this. It's head to head, so they move on bracket style. Okay.
Yep.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yep.
Versus Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Starting with the juice.
Marvelous was my guy.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
And I got a customer, a friend of mine, that comes in, and he knew he was a boxer himself, and he was friends with Marvin.
Put the emotions out of it now.
I know. I have to now.
Who's the better boxer, Sugar Ray Robinson or Marvelous?
You had to start out with that one.
Hey, man, it gets tougher.
Can you put Hagler against somebody else for me?
Nope.
I got to go Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray. I think you're right.
Sorry, Dixon. And that's not Kelly. That's Leonard Dixon.
Hey, and
I'll
tell you, Hagler's...
Oh, yeah, I love
Hagler. Two of my favorite fights of all time are Hagler's. I mean, He's
I loved him. In fact, my buddy Dixon got me a shirt with Hagler on the face. Yeah, but yeah, that's a good one, though. That's a good one.
All right, next round.
Yep.
We're going to keep it with the Sugar Rays.
Yep.
Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Jack Johnson.
Yeah, let's go Leonard.
Sugar Ray. So we got Sugar Ray versus Sugar Ray in the second round.
Yeah, huh? I like Leonard. Yeah.
Joe Louis versus George Foreman.
Oh, man.
These aren't easy. These are the greatest of all time.
Oh.
Joe Louis.
I like Foreman, too. Joe Louis.
Louis.
Got to keep the emotions out of it.
Julio Cesar Chavez versus Floyd Mayweather.
Wow.
I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me slurping my drink there?
Chavez.
Floyd Mayweather versus Julio Cesar Chavez.
I go Mayweather.
Jack Dempsey.
Yep.
Versus Muhammad Ali.
Ali.
There's the first quick one of the game. Roberto Duran.
Hands of stone.
Versus Mike Tyson.
Ooh, two hard hitters.
And God. This isn't fighting each other. This is who's the better.
Yeah, I'll go Tyson. Yeah.
Rocky Marciano.
Yep.
Manny Pacquiao.
Marciano.
Hank Armstrong, Jack Johnson.
Well, Jack Johnson again.
Oh, he's in there twice? Oh, he is in there twice. Yeah. All right, let's throw in a name. How about you throw in a name?
You want me to throw in a name right there? Against
Hank Armstrong.
Against Hank Armstrong.
I mean, you got Smoking Joe.
I'm going to give you an emotional one. There was a guy out of Syracuse named Carmen Basilio.
Ooh, I've heard that name.
I'll go Carmen Basilio. I'm not too in tune with Hank Armstrong, but Carmen Basilio, we'll keep it Syracuse on this one.
All right, Carmen wins.
Dad'll like that one.
Carmen Basilio. Yeah. Basilio or Basilio? B or B?
B.
Basilio. All right, second round. Here we go. Sugar Ray Robinson versus Sugar Ray Leonard.
Let's go Sugar Ray Robinson.
Robinson is in the final four.
Yeah.
Joe Louis, Floyd Mayweather.
Joe Louis.
Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson.
Ali.
Easy, right? Rocky Marciano. First, Basilio.
Rocky Marciano.
All right, so here we go. We got the final four. Sugar Ray Robinson versus Joe Louis.
Joe Louis. That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a great one. Sugar Ray Robinson.
Too quick on that one. But yeah, we'll go Louis. We'll go Louis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ali versus Rocky Marciano.
Oh, man. Rocky Marciano didn't back down from anybody. Go Ali. We'll go Ali. Yeah.
Ali versus Joe Louis.
Yeah. Ali.
So the greatest boxer of all time.
Ali.
I mean, is there anybody that's better?
No.
In the overall picture, you know, I don't think Tyson, his trainer, Teddy Atlas was on a talk show recently.
Okay.
And he wasn't talking bad about Tyson, but it sounded like he was talking bad about Tyson. He said, what has he really done? He's like, honestly. He's like, no joke. Whatever he said his record was, 46-8 or something like that. He's like, look at those 46 wins. He's like, were they impressive? Were they dangerous? Were they, like, violent? Yes. He's like, but of those 46, he only beat, like, 5 or 6, like, real, like, contenders. Okay. When you look at Ali's record or, like, some of these guys, they were fighting the best of the best over and over and over. You know, like the Francois Botha and the, you know, those are good fights. They were fun to watch, but
Riddick Bowe and stuff like
Riddick
that.
Riddick is not far from making a list because his body of work was impressive. But, you know, it's the way he worded that. I love Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But I don't think he steps in the ring with Ali.
No.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, as far as fighters, when you mentioned him up against Duran, that's not an easy one there. Duran was good, man. Duran can pack a punch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ali, I'd take Ali over Tyson for sure.
Who's the one fighter in that list that hurt to say that they didn't move on?
Marvin Hagler.
Marvin Hagler, yeah.
Yep.
First round.
Yep.
You take him over Sugar Ray?
Leonard?
Yeah.
That is, that to me, that is just so even.
It's head to head.
Those two are even for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have flipped a coin if you gave me those two head to head. Yeah.
Huh? Isn't that nuts?
Yep.
Yeah. How about Hagler Duran?
Oof.
Another one.
That whole era in that class there. I mean, even if you were to throw Tommy Hearns in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, Hagler Duran. My emotions might get to me and say Hagler on that one, but yeah. Yeah.
Ready for this one?
Yep.
There's only three names, but they're pretty funny.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to give you somebody's name with their nickname. You got to tell me, are they a WWE former wrestler or a serial killer?
Oh, jeez. Okay, ready? Yep. Oh, my God. I don't know either one, but let's go.
Virgil the Kentucky Butcher. Was he WWE or a serial killer?
Oh, my gosh. WWE, now you're going, are we going back to our era?
As far back as this goes.
I got to go serial killer because I don't remember the...
Virgil the Kentucky Butcher.
Come on. I don't remember him being a wrestler. That can't be a nickname for a serial killer, can it? He's got wrestler.
WWE wrestler. Yeah. Virgil the Kentucky Butcher. Yeah. Yeah, way back.
Yeah.
Way, way back. I don't remember. Black and whites.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The Giggling Granny.
Serial killer.
Yep. Serial killer. I know nothing about this. I just saw this on TikTok, to be quite honest. And I was like, oh, that's a fun one. And the third one I know you'll get. Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah, and it was wrestling. And him I remember.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm like, oh. And the guy who answered it struggled. He's like, I'm like, everybody knows Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
I remember him. Yeah,
he was good, and that was kind of around our era. Yeah,
growing up there. Yeah.
So we got for our kids are a little bit older now. You know, Brooklyn's about to be 28. Trent's 23, and Christmases they change when you get older, right?
Of course.
So what we've done a couple times, and we're doing this year is we're taking a family trip to Hawaii. And so Julie's, you know, putting up the money up front to pay for X, Y, and Z. I'm putting up a little bit to pay for this. So the kids, all they got to do is pay for this little bit. All they got to do is show up and have fun.
There you go.
A week
awesome.
In Hawaii.
Very good.
So I got to thinking, I don't know what your vacation history is, like where you've been. I know, obviously, Nebraska. Yeah. I mean,
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
The Cape.
The Cape. Been to the Cape. Hey. But like, where have you been that I wouldn't know that you would go again? And where's a couple bucket list places you'd like to vacation to?
Well, Hawaii would be one of them. Never been.
You've never been?
Never been to Hawaii. Like to get to Italy sometime. Never been there.
Have you been out of the country?
If you count Niagara Falls, Canada.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you stepped over the border.
We did the Niagara Falls thing, yeah, back before you needed a passport to get to the other side, which was years ago.
You need a passport now?
I think to go anywhere outside of the country to country now, I think,
Yeah, many years ago, we played a lot in Tijuana, in Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. We'd play a lot of semi-pro games down there, and you just need a license back then. But now I know it's clearly much different now. But So Italy, Hawaii.
Yep.
And I've only been to Hawaii once. I went last year.
Okay.
Last year, yeah. Last year in May, Julie and I went for our anniversary. And loved it. We went to Honolulu.
Yeah,
so I went to Oahu. She just went with her friends, the Golden Girls, they call themselves. and they went to Kona, the Big Island.
Yeah, there you go.
Very different types of island. That's where Braylon's from. And Faith is from Oahu. And actually, Adrian's from Oahu as well. But yeah, we're going to be heading out and in the middle of May and get a good 7 days. We'll be out there for Julie's birthday.
Nice, very
and,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. But yeah, I don't know. Julie's bucket list is not necessarily a specific spots, but she wants to go to like one of the tropical islands, like Bermuda, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos. Growing up, Florida was the big...
Been there.
You know, we'd go as a kid, we'd go to Florida, Orlando, specifically Daytona, Orlando, probably 3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah.
My grandfather had a house down there, so we'd get in we had like a family van, and my dad would drive about 22 straight hours.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Get there, we're in Florida, go to Disney, you know, the original Disney before Epcot and then Epcot. Yeah. I've been to Epcot and Disney so many times, thankfully, been lucky enough that I telling you, I could have been a tour guide. I've been there so many times. So we got to travel a lot when I was a kid. We went to the New Orleans the World's Fair down in New Orleans, and I've been to the White House, got to see the space shuttle, all kinds of fun stuff. Our parents and grandparents really made sure that we got out there. But just like you, Mexico's it. I haven't been...
I've never really been out of the country, yeah.
So do you have a passport?
No.
So you've got to get one to go to Italy?
I'd have to get one, yeah.
Is that something, any distant family that you are connected to out there or no?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I'm sure way down the line, clearly, but I'm saying like...
It could be, but not that I know of, yeah.
My family as well, with Ireland, not Italy. I'm clearly Irish. But exciting time to be planning. You know, it's always good to have a vacation in the works because you really get something to look forward to. Yeah. We bought the tickets last night. We're going there on Hawaiian Airlines and we come back on Southwest. And I do, you know, I'm pretty frugal with that type of stuff. So I do my research. I wait, you know, Black Friday and a couple days, right? This weekend, things got to where we wanted to get them and have some Hilton points. So first four nights are on the house.
God, even better.
Even better. I was telling Julie the cost of it if we had to pay through the roof. So very thankful that we got those four nights. And excited to go to Hawaii, though. What about your mom and dad? Have they ever...
They've been to Italy before,
Been to Italy, yeah.
They have, yeah.
Yep.
And they've been to Hawaii before. Yep. In fact, my aunt, I have an aunt that's from Hawaii. Oh,
okay. Yeah. You talked about her.
She's great, man. Yeah. It would be one spot. I have a friend, Cliff. He's in Hilo. I think he's still in Hilo.
Our old athletic director, Dexter Irvin, was the AD at University of Hawaii Hilo.
Yeah, there you go.
He was the AD out there for 7 years, I think. Yeah. Those islands shrink, similar to Cape Cod. I mean, Cape Cod, you're just, you know, you get on a bridge and you're on the mainland. Yeah. Hawaii is no bridge. You're on an island, you're on an island. And those islands shrink, you know, over time for sure.
Yeah.
We're excited to get out there, and we might be seeing Faith Merseburg and her family. They live right not too far away. Braylon will still be here in Vegas that time of year, but she might be doing some pet sitting for us.
Will you be out there for Brooklyn's birthday?
No, Brooklyn's is December 28th.
So you guys aren't going...
We're going in May.
You're
going
to go in May. Okay.
So, we'll be out there.
I don't know if it was like Christmas type thing.
But. No, we just, that's our Christmas gift.
Okay.
So, I said, you get older, it's like, I'm buying Trent deodorant and, you know what I mean? Every few years we do something like this where it's a nice vacation to get away, get out of Vegas for a minute before it starts to get hot and I get some time off. And that Monday, we leave on a Wednesday. But that Monday is graduation, so everything's got to kind of revolve around that for me. But so Monday we'll have graduation, Tuesday we'll get ready, and Wednesday we're out of here.
We're on the road.
Yeah.
In the air.
And we got a layover in Maui.
Oh, nice.
Which is great. It's a four-hour layover, so, you know, as long as you are okay getting back in through security, you can go out. We got probably 2 hours to go.
That's awesome.
Check out a beach in Maui.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, why not? If you're going to have a layover, don't do it in Barstow, you know. Let's have that layover in Maui. How about that?
Exactly.
So, that'll be a fun time. Well, what do we got? All right, here we go.
Funny, you mentioned Ireland. I had an offer to go run a sports book out in Ireland.
Did you really?
Yeah. Turned out to be, after talking with the guy, it turned out to be a lot more administrative work.
Yeah.
Okay.
At a casino, obviously, or was it
some book
private
outfit,
stuff?
Some outfit out there. Yeah, it was more administrative work, probably more soccer stuff. I passed on that, but I could. That was my one shot to get to Ireland, I guess.
Yeah, Julie's consistently throughout the years, I'd say once a year maybe she'll be like, "Why don't you get a coaching job overseas? Let's." Mm. Which is funny because I don't think she's leaving. The kids are here, you know.
It's tough to
but as life goes on, I think that range expands a little bit. And so I had a few conversations with a few people, and it's funny that one of the places that I kind of had not a nibble, but had something happening was New Zealand.
Yeah,
and you know, I that's that's a great little landing spot. So yeah. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy. I want to ride off into the sunset as a CSN Coyote and, you know, all those things. Yeah. But it is kind of cool that having a basketball resume like that, or even, like you said, having a resume of working in a book, whatever your resume is. I mean, I had a really good friend of mine. He was the VP of food and beverage at Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
Right. And they moved him to MGM Detroit. And he got out there and he called me probably 2 weeks after being out there. And he's like, hey, I need you to come here and run the spa. Cause I was running the spa, the health club, and all that stuff at the New York. And him and I worked together. His name's Chris Fava. Great dude. We used to play volleyball together. Just a great, great guy. And, man, that was a tough one to pass up because the money was right.
Yeah.
But it was Detroit. I'm like, kind of like where I live. You know what I mean? Like, what does that look like? I have to leave my wife. My kids were young. They were, you know, involved in activities and sports. And like, and he's like, hey, 2 years, man. That's all I need. And I'm like, that's a long time to leave. So now when I look at opportunities. But my point is, your resume is your resume, right? Like, no matter what you do, if you're good at it, people are going to want you to get up and move.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Blind ranking time.
Yep.
We're a couple days behind. We're going to blind rank turkey food. I mean turkey food. Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Let's do it.
Let's go turkey. It's number one. Where's turkey going on the 1 through 10? This is your list.
Oh, let's go 2.
2, turkey.
Yeah. How many?
10.
10, yep.
Stuffing.
1.
Ooh, you're number one with stuffing.
I like some stuffing. I do.
Yeah. What's your go-to stuffing? Is it like stovetop? Is it homemade? Is it
mom's?
There it is.
Mom's stuffing. There it is.
Is there another stuffing? I didn't even know there was another stuffing.
And I'll add on to that stuffing is she does like a little ditalini pasta stuffing.
Ooh,
has a little sausage in there, and that's the stuffing right there.
Okay, we'll be there next 1 year from 3 days ago. Yeah. We'll be there. Wow. Okay. Sweet potato pie. Oh, let's go sweet potato casserole. Not pie.
It's going to go right to 10.
10.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Yeah.
How about cranberry sauce?
Let's go 7.
7.
Yep.
All right. Mashed potato and gravy.
Yeah, that's it's either going to be a 3 or 4. Let's go 3 on that.
Mashed.
Yeah.
I'm going to chime in here. Ham!
Let's go 5.
Ham is at 5. All right. You have 4, 6, 8, and 9 left.
Okay.
Apple pie.
6.
All right.
These guys are shoveling snow off the seats and everything. That's
great.
Oh,
my goodness. Is that before the game?
It's before the game. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. All right. Takes a village. Yeah. All right. You got 4, 8, and 9. Dinner rolls.
Nah, I knew that. That's my 4. I was hoping biscuits or something was going to be on it. I was saving that for 3 and mashed potatoes 4, but no, that's good. I like
green
that.
Bean casserole.
Yeah, that's 9.
We'll go 9,
yeah.
And the last one is mac and cheese.
There we go.
Going right at 8.
8, there we
go. Got one switch. What's it going to be?
We'll switch the rolls ahead of the mashed potatoes.
Rolls and mashed. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's my take.
Yes.
Let me see how I like this. All right. Green beans, 9, right? Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I'd go green bean casserole roll 10.
No,
it's not it for me.
Yeah.
Sweet potato casserole is probably... probably 9 is... I'll go 9.
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to have to go, I go turkey 1.
Okay.
A well-cooked seasoned turkey coming out of the oven at the right moment is just mouthwatering. My number 2 is mashed potato and gravy.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got to be homemade. Like, I made it this year.
Yeah.
I've made it, I think, the last 4 or 5 years homemade. Obviously homemade, but... I've made it, and I just get it exactly how I want it.
Yeah.
And I can eat that stuff for 3 straight days as leftovers. Love it. But with stuffing. So I'll go turkey one, mashed potato and gravy two. My mouth's watering.
There you go. Yep.
Boy, I'll go stuffing three.
Okay.
But we're close on this because there's only one that I have different. Is I'm a big fan of cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I think if I put it right in the middle.
Cranberry sauce just ties it all together.
I know some people that don't, but I do.
What is that? Four pieces of pizza in one bite? Look at him. There he goes. That was a guest appearance on the Doodoo and Free Show. Doodoo Jr. We call him SS. I'll tell you, cranberry sauce is it for me. Ham is right there. Dinner rolls. Yeah. Mac and cheese, it depends. Now, this year I went kind of the cheap route, and I just did Kraft macaroni and cheese. Yeah. Just Kraft macaroni and cheese. Like, right. Sometimes you get homemade macaroni and cheese. Oh my gosh!
Breaded knock your socks off.
Yeah. But I'm with you on 9 and 10. I'd probably move apple pie down. I don't know. Maybe as I get older, I'm not as big of a dessert guy as I used to be. I used to love desserts.
Oh yeah.
Not saying I won't have a piece. Actually, we had pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Trent brought one home, working at Amazon. They gave all the employees because he worked on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, very good.
And then our neighbor Mike and Beck sent one over. Delicious. You know, some warm it up with some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And I'm a big leftover guy. I swear to you, I believe that it tastes better leftover.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why.
Good. I love leftovers. Are great.
And then you got the people who can't let food touch on their plate.
Yeah, oh, I know people like that.
Not me, man. I'm like,
mix it all in there. Yeah.
Get the corn in. There's no corn. But get your corn in there and sop it up with a roll. Yeah.
I'll add on to that a little bit with the food. We talked about this at work. If there was one meal, food that you would put back, Thanksgiving wise, don't mind it at all, what would it be?
Well, it happened actually just 3 days ago. Green beans.
Yeah. See, I said yams.
Yams.
Put the yams back.
Yeah, yams are tricky because if they're made correctly, I think they're delicious. But yeah. 100% green beans. As a matter of fact, all the leftovers are gone, thrown out, right? And I don't think we had more than 7 green beans between the four of us. Like, it was like green beans struggled. Now we've had different ways to make green beans, you know, it depends on how it's made. These were just straight out of the can. We kept it simple this year, but, the green beans is the easy one. Now, if I had to go past that, that gets tricky. That gets tricky. I'd probably go dinner rolls. I didn't eat a lot of dinner rolls this year. I like them. I actually burnt the first batch, but we did the Hawaiian dinner rolls. We're keeping the Hawaii theme going strong. No, that's a good question.
Now, even adding on to that, what would you go if it was only one that you can go and get seconds of? Obviously, on the top of the list, right? Yeah.
Turkey or mashed potato gravy? You stuffing, yeah.
My mom's stuffing, yeah.
Man. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to try this mom's stuffing here. I think that's a little bit of a call out. We're going to need some of that mom stuffing over here, Mom.
Mom will make it for you.
Yeah, no, that sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm probably, it's tough to pick one, but it's turkey or mashed potato and gravy, you know.
Yeah.
It's just go to. And I did gravy a little bit different this year where I got, you know, the packets and then you're supposed to add water, but I took the drippings from the turkey and it was so good. So good, so good. All that, it's funny how much you realize how much butter you cook with or salt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a lot of ingredients in there, but it's fun. I put out on social media, I made a little meme that said, it was the night before Thanksgiving, and I said, remember at 2 a.m. to set your scale back 15 pounds in observance of Thanksgiving tomorrow. Because, I weighed myself yesterday, and I think I was up 7-8 pounds in a couple days.
You said this is the time of year you put the weight on, even though it's basketball season,
Well, because when we eat on the road, well, first of all, you got a lot of holidays.
You have
Thanksgiving, you got Brooklyn's birthday, there's New Year's, there's always platters, and I mean, look at what we had today. We didn't even talk about that.
We'll get to that too.
but it's just And then you're not outside as much, right? It's cold, yeah, starts to get colder. And basketball season, as I've aged, I play less in practice. I just do.
Yeah, you remember saying that.
And then we eat on the road. It's CSN gives us the meal card, man. It's hard not to order steak and mashed potatoes on the road when somebody else is buying.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no. Do you have a time of year where you have to kind of be aware of what you're eating?
No.
And just eat away.
I can eat good. I can eat whatever.
Yeah.
Desserts, like I said, you know, you put a brownie in front. I don't care how good I'm eating, what I'm eating. Put a brownie in front of me. It's going down.
Palace Station. That was our spot for about a month.
Yeah.
We've got about four brownies out of there.
During the playoffs, NBA playoffs.
Yeah, NBA playoffs. Yeah, that was fun. No, food is it's tricky, man. But I'm kind of glad that, you know, and Julie always jokes that I'll kind of lose it quick. I can lose it quick because I like to fast, and there's different ways that I like to kind of reset my metabolism, my system and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not because I love eating food.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love yummy food. So, yeah, tonight we, cooked up and we bought some and warmed up and did all the things and had some ribs and some wings and some pizza and some shrimp cocktail and some Caesar salad and some, made a charcuterie board over there.
Yeah,
and
it was good.
Golly, a little bit of everything.
Good eats, yeah.
Look at all the leftovers.
Yeah,
here we go again. I just threw the leftovers
leave,
out.
Yeah.
And now we got all that. But
it was good.
Yeah, we'll get back on it next week. Next week, again, it's going to be tricky. We leave for California on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Play Wednesday night. We have a travel day, or as I like to call it, team building beach day. and then we play Friday night, Hope International JV team. And then we come back Saturday. So we'll have to look at, might be another remote show either here, maybe in the backyard, light a fire and do something different.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so
cool.
Might have to be a Saturday, Sunday show. At some point, I do believe we're going to have to do a remote on the road. We'll see how that works, try to figure it out. But yeah, pretty good show. Not bad for winging it.
Yeah, winging it. We made it happen again, as always.
Hey, man.
We'll talk about next week's games or this upcoming week. We got Wednesday, Friday. Friday's the games. We'll talk about
that. We're not going to overlook anybody.
No.
And, you know, the funny thing is, I think I mentioned, I might have mentioned in a previous show, is these JV teams, I don't take for granted.
No,
because I got my tail kicked when I was a JUCO player in Massachusetts, and we went and played Brandeis.
Yeah.
And we walked in the gym, and I'm like, I thought we were playing Brandeis. My coach said, we're playing their JV team. I'm like, why are we playing their JV team?
Yeah.
And they mopped the floor with us. And so,
and learn.
Yeah, those JV teams, you just don't know. So, and it might be a good introduction to that team, Hope International. They're a four-year college. So anytime you can get your JUCO kids playing in front of a four-year college is a good opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go play well, and you never know. You know, that coach might say, hey, come play with us.
Yeah.
It's happened before. It happened to Aaliyah Amar.
Yeah.
You dropped, isn't that crazy? She dropped 36 in that scrimmage.
Yeah.
And two games ago, she just scored 36.
It's
a fifth record of fifth highest scoring game
in
the history of the school.
Really? I guess that would make sense. It's a high score. Yeah, good for her. She's finding her groove.
Yeah.
She'll be all right.
She's playing well. She's going to be all right. So there it is.
Yep.
We will, you got any plans this week?
No. Nothing. Nothing that has to be done, just rolling with it this week, yes.
Well, I don't think you're going to have an opportunity to watch these two games remotely because no video, I don't think. For sure at Hope International, but I don't think streaming at CCC is a tough ask. But if there's a link, I'll share it, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, let's see if these mics worked.
We'll find out.
Upload it and see what happens. We'll see you guys next week for show number 37.
Yes.
Crazy. All right, take care.
Thank you.